I'm Marion, and this is a story that I wrote. Welcome back to The Weird and Unknown with Wiley Ross. Today's guest is Adam Lane, all the way from Greer, Arizona. Adam, were you out there for work? Is that correct? Yes, I just finished my master's, and I was doing research field work out there. What kind of work? Me and my colleagues were tracking mountain lion territory patterns. We had set up a makeshift trailer park just a mile outside the town. It was supposed to be a 6-month field study, but we had decided to stay for a couple more months, each pursuing some side research. So the question is, what changed? What happened out there? Well, we had just passed the 8-month mark on our trip, and we were all packed into John, my research partner's trailer. It was leftover grant funding, so only Paul and Chase had to share a trailer, and the rest of us had our own. We hadn't been doing much other than talking and having a couple beers that night. I knew that I was supposed to get up early, so I excused myself and trekked through the dark back to my own trailer. I had just reached the steps when I heard a noise coming from behind me. It sounded like footsteps, so I assumed that the others had gone to bed as well. It wasn't until the morning that I learned that I had been the only one outside that night. It was unsettling, sure, but I just ignored it. It wasn't uncommon for animals to cross the campsite. So, was that it? No. The next week, I was cleaning up my dishes when I glanced outside my window, and I realized that there was something out there staring at me. It had large eyes and the body of an elk. It was weird, because elk weren't known to be in Greer at this time of year, but I didn't pay much attention to it, because someone began to knock at the door. I leaned over the sink to peek out the window, but it was only the elk, which had moved in the time that I had looked away to the base of the steps. I tried to ignore it as best I could, but when I lay down that night for bed, I could feel a cool breeze on my face. I hadn't left my window open, and every door was locked, but the wind grew stronger. I opened my eyes to find the same wide eyes of the elk looking down at me, inches from my face. I couldn't move because its huge body had crowded the little space in the trailer. I squeezed my eyes shut, trying to ignore the steady ice-cold breath of the animal on my face.